I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So excited that you are joining us. We are happy to have you, and you are going to be very glad that you did. We have an awesome, fun show planned for you today. Rather serious stuff a little bit, but fun ladies in the studio with me, so we're going to make it very fun and lighthearted.
No pun.
No pun intended. So speaking of that, I have the amazing regional director for the American Heart Association, Darcy McQuillan, is here with me today. Hey, Darcy.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having us today.
I'm so happy to have you guys here. It's exciting. You and I most recently have met and learning all about what the Heart Association is doing. So I'm excited about this show and to learn more about it. And then, of course, Christine Bear Kemper. Some of you may recognize her name. She's pretty popular.
Oh, gosh, you stop it.
It's true.
My good friend, Kim, I'll let you get away with it.
It's true. You are. But now, okay, so you work for the OSF Foundation as a gift officer, we'll call it, because the title's a little long, but a gift officer.
Yeah.
And you're collaborating with the American Heart Association on an event that's coming up.
Well, it's a perfect fit, right? When you deal with OSF healthcare and, you know, I'm able to focus on women's services there at OSF as far as, you know, what are donors wanting to do and what is that impact for women's services? So tying this into a women's luncheon with Darcy and being able to work with my friend Darcy on doing this was a perfect shoe-in.
Yeah, it does make sense. Perfect sense. And so today, our weekly winning word, what we love to do on the radio show. So if this is your first time to tune in to the I've Decided radio show, just to kind of fill you in a little bit, every Sunday, we send out a weekly winning resource to our community and business members. And that weekly winning resource is designed to motivate you and inspire you. And it includes a weekly winning word and quote and a challenge and some fun things that you can do just to kind of stay focused. So this week, our weekly winning word is distractions. And of course, that's why I thought having you gals on the show and really I wanted to share about this awesome event that's coming up too, but educate people about heart disease being the number one killer of women. But also, we get distracted, don't we? And we don't pay attention to our health. You were saying that, Christine.
I mean, really, you know, if we think about it as women, there are so many things that are on our plate. You know, and I think in 2019, it just becomes more evident as women just add more to it. We're supposed to do everything, right? So how do you not get distracted by everything in life? You know, whether it be kids, work, housekeeping, groceries, I mean, you name it, all of the things that we're supposed to excel at and then still take the time to stay focused on ourselves and our health. You know, we were saying earlier that, you know, you just, in order to help others, you need to make sure to give yourself that oxygen first. You know, when you're on the airplane, you get that. Give yourself your mask, your oxygen before you try to help others. But it's so easy to be distracted with life that we don't take the opportunity to do that. So it's a great opportunity to remind ourselves, especially with this event and with all of this information that comes at us, to stay focused.
Yeah, so true. So true. So Darcy, you're the regional director for the American Heart Association. Tell us about that role and how did you come? I mean, tell us about your career here with the American Heart Association.
Sure,
a little
sure.
More about you and what you do there.
So I'm in my third year with the American Heart Association. I had a father that passed away of heart disease and a stepfather who had a heart transplant and a grandmother who had a stroke. So I feel like a lot of my family history and genetic issues made me very interested in my own health and cardiovascular disease. And working for a nonprofit was something that I was interested in doing. So I came to the American Heart Association because I felt very passionate about what they were doing to help sustain life for people. So that's what brought me here. And I've been working with the hospitals like OSF and Unity Point and Advocate in Bloomington, Peoria area, and really excited to bring different events to educate and aware to help educate and provide awareness to the community about what they can do to help prevent heart disease.
Now, is that the big, is that the purpose of the American Heart Association? So what is
no,
the
so we raise
purpose?
Funds to help with research. So about 20% of the money that we raise in the area will go towards research to help, like, we've created stents, we've created the pacemaker, CPR guidelines, different things like that to help with cardiovascular health. And then about 40% of what we raise in the community does go towards education and awareness, because heart disease is preventable. So if we can get that information out to the public, then we can help to decrease the numbers of people that pass of it. Because right now, if you look at the Peoria and Bloomington areas, 25% of all deaths in the area are heart disease related. So that's a pretty staggering number. You combine all the other cancers together, and it still doesn't even touch the number of people dying of heart disease.
That is a staggering number. And so you guys are working hard.
Yes.
And doing.
And also in Springfield, we're advocating. We just got Tobacco 21 passed through legislation right now, trying to raise the age of children being able to buy tobacco products. That's one of the things that we're working on in our advocacy efforts.
Well, cool. I didn't realize that you guys were behind that.
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, I know there used to be an office in Peoria, but now you're kind of working from Springfield to here, and some people may think, well, there's no longer a storefront office, so where did the American Heart Association go? But yeah. You're still here.
Yeah, so obviously we're trying to spend the donor dollar wisely, and when our national organization looked at how much money we're spending on overhead for offices, it seemed like a no-brainer to have a centralized office in Springfield that we all report out of. We seem to be on the road a lot in our different communities, hospitals, meeting with people, doing things. So having home-based offices just made a lot more sense and spent our dollars better.
That makes sense. Yeah, awesome. And also, we are going, in the next segment of the show, we're going to have to take a break here in just a few minutes, but we're going to talk about some of the signs and symptoms. And Christine, like what you were saying, people get distracted and, you know, we may not notice some signs that are happening because we're just so distracted in our daily lives, and we need to know what those are and look for those signs and symptoms. So you'll be sharing some of that with us too on the show. So you guys, you be sure to stay with us, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. So thankful that you have decided yourself to join us today. I am talking to two beautiful women here in the studio, Darcy McQuillan, who is the regional director for the American Heart Association, and of course, Christine Bear Kemper, who is a gift officer at the OSF Foundation. And we are kind of just diving in a little bit to our weekly winning word, which is distractions. And we get so wrapped up in distractions, don't we? When it comes to even achieving our goals and achieving our dreams or whatever it is, we can easily get distracted by things. But obviously, our health is of the utmost importance, and we need to stay focused, and we don't want to get distracted and not pay attention to what's going on with our health. So I thought, what a great guest to have for this show and to share about an awesome event that the American Heart Association is putting on, and learn a little bit more about this number one killer of women, specifically this disease, this heart disease. But we're having three women in the studio. We're having some fun in here today. So share a little bit about how you guys kind of become acquainted and started this collaboration to do the event that you have coming up in April.
Well, Kim, I was able to become friends with Darcy, much like you and I became friends years ago, right? And it usually starts with a nice glass of wine.
So, over
a nice, heart-healthy glass of wine, right? All great friendships and relationships start. And so just, you know, really being passionate about the community, really being passionate about taking care of ourselves and friendships. You know, that's really where Darcy and I started this a few years ago, just a lot in common. And so I was able to help out last year with an event.
Yes, I recruited her for the Peoria Heart and Stroke Ball event. And when we were working together on that, there weren't a lot of women in the room, we noticed, when we're working with our executive leadership team. And so we thought, you know, how can we tap into the community and educate and aware or make or give, sorry, educate and also help with awareness of women and heart disease. Mm-hmm. So Christine and I decided that we would start the inaugural Go Red for Women event here in Peoria. It has been around for about 15 years with the American Heart Association in general. As you can imagine, as women started to move up the corporate ladder in the 80s and the 90s, there started to become more heart attack situations and stroke situations. So this was a way for the American Heart Association to combat that. And because 80% of all cardiovascular disease is preventable. So getting out and helping women understand what those risk factors are and then what they can do with Life Simple 7 to help eradicate heart disease is our number one goal. And so that's why we decided to partner up with this event. Yeah.
And you know,
tell
this was
about when it is and everything.
Yeah, no, I do. Absolutely. And just real quickly on this, as we were talking about this event, you know, this was around the time, and my mom has no idea I'm saying this, so we'll see if she listens to the radio show. But, you know, the strokes and run in my family. You know, my grandmother had multiple. And this was around the time, and I went to Darcy as a resource because of her knowledge on this. With my mom, you know, she had strokes years ago, and she didn't even realize it until we went to INI and had some testing. So she's been able to be much more proactive with her health. I wanted to educate myself knowing that with my mother, you know, this is hereditary and bringing it down. So not only is Darcy a great friend, she's also been a resource. So this hit home and hit heart, no pun again, attended, but so this event really is very important to me. The event itself, just to talk a little bit about that one, is April 10th. So it's coming up right around the corner. And we are so fortunate that this gets to be the first event at Venue Chisca. So if you, Chisca. See,
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see this place.
So if you've not yet seen this, take a look online and the website pictures. It is phenomenal. So we're so grateful. But it's 11 to 1. We wanted to do this over lunchtime. You know, as busy women and even as professional women, we can often take that, you know, couple hours during a day. But we are going to have Dr. Rush is going to be our main speaker for the event. And again, coincidentally or serendipitously, we were able to get her, you know, she's getting ready to retire. Darcy, do you want to talk a little bit about Dr. Rush and why this is so perfect with what she's going to be focusing on?
Yeah, so she's the regional dean at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria. And she has dedicated her life to, you know, health and in our community. And she thought it would be ideal to speak about how women need to put themselves first and how important it is to take control of your health. And obviously, starting with cardiovascular health, that is big for her. So as far as, you know, different things that women can do to help with that, they just need to know their numbers, total cholesterol, you know, exercise more, get out there and move more, because the more you move, the American Heart Association says that 30 minutes of exercise a day can help stave off cardiovascular disease. And then also eating smarter, adding more fruits and vegetables to your plate, less processed foods, and managing your blood pressure. Blood pressure is a huge indicator that you could have issues with heart or stroke problems. So definitely know your numbers and stay on top of them.
And so will she be speaking about that at the event and just sharing that information and some statistics and things like that?
Yes, definitely.
It's going to be a great luncheon, right, where we're going to be able to collaborate, you know, with each other and spend that quality time with each other, but also be informed. And what I love about not only Dr. Rush, but all of these particular awareness events is the information is broken down so easily that you can take it away, right? Like you're able to retain it and you're able to regurgitate it. And there is that very simple takeaway where you don't a week later go, wait a minute, what were those signs? What was this? So it's able to be absorbed.
Yes. And, we're actually going to have 15 survivors at the event, and they're going to be sharing their stories from the stage. We're calling it a survivor showcase. So it will be easier to understand what the signs and symptoms are because you'll see what other women went through. And it is different from what men go through. So it'll be a very powerful and moving showcase.
And you're going to have some vendors there as well. And
yes. Yep. From about, so if you show up at 11, you're going to be able to come to the reception. And that's the Heart Expo vendor area. Quite a few vendors are going to be there. You're going to be able to interact with them. If you're interested in being a vendor at this event, it's not too late. Feel free to reach out to us. And then there's going to be some other things, right? So silent auction and some other opportunities there. There's going to be some live music. And then the program's going to start about noon. And that's going to be where we have our speaker and the survivors. And then afterward, there's going to be more time to reengage with those vendors and to spend time with them as well.
Mm-hmm. And just have a lovely lunch with a whole bunch of women.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. When you get a couple, few hundred people and women specifically in a room for a lunch, and it's going to be fun.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
And tickets, where can they get tickets?
Oh, gosh.
At?
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because you said a couple hundred, and boy, we're double that right now. So we're pretty much sold out. I mean, is an amazing thing. We have 40 tickets left.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. You better get your ticket.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so you can go to heart.org/PeoriaGoRed, and you can purchase a ticket, a table, or a vendor booth at that time. So we would love to have you there.
You better get online and get your tickets right now.
Yes.
Okay, we have to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show this morning. So grateful that you are joining us, and we are having an awesome conversation with Darcy McQuellan. She is the executive or the regional director for the American Heart Association. And of course, Christine Bear Kemper is in the house today, and she is with OSF Foundation. She's the gift officer there. And we are just kind of discussing this topic, distractions, and of course, talking about how we can become distracted and not pay close attention to our health. And just sharing information about heart health and some the awesome Go Red for Women event that the American Heart Association has going on here coming up in April. But, you know, when I'm thinking of distractions, we can really apply this, obviously, to our health, which is what we've been talking about. But we can apply it to really anything.
Absolutely.
And so you girls, you're busy. I mean, you're the regional director of an organization. You're working at OSF Foundation in a huge leadership role and raising funds. And, you know, let's just share a few pointers. You know, how can we stay focused, whether it's regarding our health, our whatever goals we have? What are some things that you do, Christine, to help you keep those distractions down in your life?
Well, I think it's really easy to be a yes man, right? So you can say yes to everything, but being specific about what you're saying yes to and doing that is staying focused. You know, what is your passion? What is your priority? And taking a look at, you know, that, whether it be scheduling. So you need to take a look at your schedule. And that's an easy one to take a look at first, because you can visually see what you have written down in your schedule. And is that staying in line with your goals, whether that be personal or professional? Are there distractions in there that are not helping you get to where you personally want to be or what you need, building you up as a person? So maybe it's just decluttering your schedule, reprioritizing.
I like how you said time slots.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just giving like little time slots for certain things.
Sure. You know, when you look at it, every night before I go to bed, I take a look at my calendar and go, okay, what do I have going on tomorrow? What time do I need to wake up? What time do I need to be on? As much as you wanted, Kim, I'm not a morning person. She tried.
Oh, so hard.
She did. This woman had me up at 5:15 running every morning. We did it for 3 months, and I had to move that 2 hours out. But that being said, she got me motivated. I'm exercising. But, you know,
so
it's really
accountability,
you know, bringing it down. And sometimes it's not easy to be accountable yourself. You know, you have to look at somebody else to, you know, we all need other people to help hold us accountable, and in a loving way. You know, but as you look at those time slots, you know, what are those? Are you overextending? And then making sure that in those, maybe you need to schedule an hour just to meditate. Maybe you need to schedule an hour for that exercise. So not overbusying yourself on that schedule, but looking at those slots, it is doable.
It is. And also routines. And Darcy, on the break, you mentioned sleep.
Yes, I think it's so important to make sure to schedule your 7 to 8 hours of sleep, because you can't be focused, you can't get things done if you're not taking care of your body.
Yeah.
And that's part of the health, de-stressing, meditation, exercise, all these things wrap into, you know, being able to not be distracted.
And you guys probably see that a lot, you know, women who are high stress, and men too. I mean, heart disease affects women and men. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be, well, quick question. Is it the number one killer for all people or women? Is it?
It is men and women.
Men and women.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, you know, like we said, knowing your risk factors as far as that is concerned, but also just staying on top of your health, going and visiting your doctor when you need to, listening to your body. And, you know, then you're going to be able to take care of everybody else in your life and your job and everything else if you take care of yourself first.
I just, the word awareness just popped in my mind. And it's like being self-aware, you know, taking that time to just slow down and recognize your self-awareness is something changing, is something different, you know. And I think that's a part of the routine, like you said, it's just a part of keeping those distractions at bay.
If you fill every slot to the rim, there's no way. I think it's just impossible to be aware, right? You're never going to be able to stop and take a break to ever be aware, because you're just going to go, 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 go.
Yeah. And I love it. And, you know, guys, if you're listening and does this sound familiar? Are you thinking that, yep, that's me. I've got every slot filled to the rim. You know, you need some accountability. You need some support. I want to take this opportunity to truly encourage you to visit our I've Decided website. If you go to ivedecided.org and just learn a little bit about what we're doing, our mission is your success. Our purpose is simple. We want to help you achieve your goals and your dreams, whatever that might be, and provide you that accountability and support. You can join our community and start getting your weekly winning resource every week and come to our motivational leadership conferences. It's included. We actually have one happening on Saturday, April 13th. So I want to encourage you to take a look at that, because it's hard not to be distracted.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we have to have what I like to call a community, that tribe of people that are holding us up, and we're all kind of like-minded, you know, positive and trying to stay focused. So want to give a little plug there for sure.
And it's a wonderful conference. It's a wonderful conference.
Well,
I've been there.
It's been motivating. You've been a speaker at our conference.
It's amazing. You know, it really is changing lives, Kim. You know, I see it, and the motivation in the guests and the members that you have. And I'm going to take this opportunity to commend you for what you're doing in our community, because you are making a difference.
Aw, thank you. That's so kind.
We're lucky to have you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of making a difference, I mean, we got to give OSF a little plug here.
Yes. Well, for two factors, so, it's appropriate.
OSF Foundation, yeah. Because obviously you're volunteering with Darcy. And Darcy works at the Heart Association, American Heart Association, but you're volunteering and helping with this event, which is just awesome in itself. But your full-time job is with OSF Foundation. Can you just share a little bit about that as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, this is a perfect tie-in. So OSF Healthcare is a major sponsor for this event. They also support this community and health so much. So the utmost respect to OSF Healthcare. The OSF Healthcare Foundation is the additional support. So the mission at OSF is to serve with the greatest love and care. And that is not really doable with just those reimbursables from insurance. So how do you do that above and beyond? And how do the patients actually get everything that sets apart that, just the clinical care to bringing in the compassion? How do you motivate your employees? You know, you give them a great opportunity to work in a loving environment, you know? So I am so fortunate and grateful to be able to serve as a mission partner there. I get to spend my day working with grateful patients. I get to spend my day working with people in the community that want to give back, and their passion is helping, whether it be innovating healthcare to help Peoria to continue to thrive, or is it, you know, making sure that each of these patients get just that extra love above and beyond that has to come through philanthropic dollars. So it is the most rewarding, amazing way to spend my day. So I'm very blessed to be there.
And then they also give you the opportunity then as well to go out and volunteer
they
with awesome organizations
this.
Like the American Heart Association.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're pretty grateful for that, Darcy.
Yes, very grateful, for sure. But we piggyback off each other
sure.
well. So we're able to help them, you know, bring education awareness about heart disease. And they have a wonderful cardiovascular institute that we work with over there. And we're so grateful in this community to have that resource.
We are very grateful. We have an awesome community. So we got to take one more break and we'll be right back and we'll continue and wrap up our conversation with Darcy and Christine. Thanks for tuning in. Stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We are having a good time down here at Alpha Media in the studio. I'm talking to my friends Christine Bear Kemper as well as Darcy McQuillan. And we've just been focusing on our weekly winning word, distractions, and you know, what gets us distracted when it comes to achieving our goals and dreams, and just sharing some pointers and tips. And so I hope you've been enjoying this and learning a lot, obviously, about the American Heart Association, which is an amazing organization that's doing so much. I didn't realize that you guys, you mentioned earlier, were behind this whole 21, no tobacco 21
oh,
thing.
Oh, tobacco 21, yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's just one of those little secrets that a lot of people don't realize. You know, when you give your money or you donate to the American Heart Association, that's just one area the dollars are going.
Yeah, we're working hard in Springfield to help pass some legislation. You know, we passed no smoking in public places, trying to raise the age of tobacco with juuling coming into the community, trying to combat that. And then also, you know, making sure that we keep physical education in the schools right now. There's a number of different things that we're working towards.
And obviously, you guys have some cool events and you got one coming up.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about that. But just to kind of bring that back in, that's happening on Wednesday, April 10th.
Yep, right around the corner. We are so grateful and fortunate to have Dr. Rush as our main speaker that evening or that afternoon. I'm so used to the evening events. This afternoon lunch, everybody. And Dr. Rush is going to be retiring. So this is one of her last debuts. But she's going to be talking to us about Put Yourself First, which is a perfect tie into this, right? Don't be distracted. Make sure that you're putting yourself first. The luncheon is going to be amazing. We'll have 400 women in a room. We've got 40 tickets left.
I know. I can't believe it. Guys, get your tickets.
And Darcy, how do you get your tickets? Remind me of the site again.
Go to heart.org/PeoriaGoRed. Click on registration. You can buy a ticket. You can buy a table. You can buy a vendor booth for our Heart Expo. We're going to have a survivor showcase that are going to be showcasing what the risk factors are for heart disease, and then we're also going to have Dr. Rush speak. It's going to be a great day.
And we've got about 15 survivors that are going to be there telling their stories as well. So I coined it, you know, walk the red way. I don't know what we're calling it for the show, but, you know, I got to put a little pun on everything. But having these 15 women come out and, you know, really, you're able to see the faces, you know, sometimes, you know, all of this is happening inside of your body, but now we get to see the faces of the survivors. Exactly.
I live for success stories. So I'm excited. We're going to be there. And so just super excited to be a part of what really is going to just be life changing for a lot of women, I think. And just coming together and
celebration of life.
Yes, a celebration of life. And I think it's pretty, I can say it's going to be a sold out event.
It will be sold out. And, you know, I'd be amiss if I did not give a shout out. I get to volunteer as a co-chair for this event. And I'm so grateful to OSF Healthcare and to Unity Point Health and to RLI, Lexus of Peoria, Core Construction and Advanced Medical Transport, AMT. Just, you know, these are the main sponsors for this event. And every one of these companies just continue to show how dedicated they are to not only our community, but to the health and to the resources that are necessary to keep this going, you know, in such a positive manner. So I wanted to give
really
a shout
awesome.
Out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shout out to all those awesome sponsors. We all appreciate what you're doing in our community because all of those businesses you listed help our community tremendously.
Absolutely.
And I know, Darcy, so if someone buys tickets and they come to this event, 100% of the proceeds are going right back to the American Heart Association?
Yeah, so we 100%, it comes back to the American Heart Association. 20% goes to research. Most of that money goes up the street to the University of Illinois in Champaign. We've also funded 22 research projects here in the Peoria area. We work with the University of Illinois College of Medicine, which is where Dr. Rush is from, quite extensively. 40% goes to education and awareness in our community, so that we can help educate women on Life Simple 7 and the health risk factors. And then 10% goes to the advocacy that we were talking about before, which is legislation in the Springfield area.
That's awesome. Oh, and one other quick thing. Where is it again?
Oh, it's a venue, Chisca.
Chisca.
Okay, let's say this right. Help a girl out here, Darcy.
Venue Chisca.
I'll say it five times. It's on Washington. Brand new venue.
In the Warehouse District.
Gorgeous.
Yes. And we're very fortunate to be the first event that's going to be in the new ballroom and the Memphis room, which is where the reception is going to be. And it's just fabulous that we can support our downtown Warehouse District.
Yes, it is awesome. What are we supposed to wear?
Ooh, red.
So go red for women. Should we dress up really nice in something red? Or
yeah, it is a business luncheon aimed towards, you know, the working woman downtown. So we're definitely going to probably all be in our business attire or red dresses.
I have a red dress.
Definitely. I'm going to go buy a red dress.
Everybody do red.
I only have purple dresses.
But you know,
I will definitely buy a red dress for this special event.
And if you don't have that red dress, you don't have that red suit, you can grab your red purse. You can grab your red sack. You can literally put on red earrings. You know, it's bring your red flair.
High heels.
Exactly.
Red high heels.
We all have a little piece of red flair in our closet somewhere.
And we have a lot of the different boutiques around town participating in the silent auction and coming to the event as well. So definitely stop in and shop local and pick up your red. So
yeah, this is just going to be a great community event. I'm excited for it. This has been a great show. I'm so excited that you guys stopped by. And
thank you. Thanks
for having us.
Spent some time with me and educated us a little bit about this heart disease and what we need to know. And just remind us how, again, we got to stay focused. We can't let those distractions get in our way of whatever our goals and dreams are. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to do, isn't it? And Dr. Rush, I love this title, Put Yourself First. That's what Dr. Rush is going to speak to us about. And that's what you guys listening, that's what you have to do. You have to put yourself first. Christine, you said it best. You got to give yourself oxygen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't help anyone if you don't take care of yourself first. So put yourself first. Let's stop getting distracted. Let's stay focused on our goals and our dreams and be successful. And we want to help you with that. We want to help you achieve success. So again, please accept this invite to join our I've Decided community. We would love to have you. And I would absolutely love to not only see you on Wednesday, April the 10th at the Go Red for Women event that we've been talking about on the show, but also then the following Saturday, April 13th out at Weaver Ridge, we'll be having our first half day motivational and leadership conference series for I've Decided as well. So lots of good stuff happening right here in the Peoria, greater Peoria area.
That's right.
So thanks again for being with me, girls.
Thank you.
All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?